Deadlines, exams, constant pressure. Stress can feel like it's everywhere, but staying calm doesn't have to be impossible. Really Calm can help relieve feelings of stress by inducing a relaxing effect without drowsiness. Fast acting within 30 minutes. It's calm when you need it most. Stay calm. Stay you. Choose Really Calm, because your peace of mind matters. Visit reallycalm.co.za for more.
What's up? It's Coolie Chana.
How many more licks will it take till I get to the Senegrada? Cause I've been at it since the quarter past 18.
Yo, this is your boy Ricky Rick.
Oh, I love a Zulu girl. Oh, I say, oh, 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 I love a Zulu girl.
This is Questa, the God. All the stars. All the hits. This is Madiba's Radio.
Right.
Hey, guys.
Welcome back to the Extended Cut. It is Extended Cut on Madiba's Radio, where we choose to connect, inform, and engage. It is the one and only podcast show that you listen to on a Friday, here to bring in all the energy, all the vibes. But so sad to say that this is the end of the road. But before we actually even get into that or delve into that, I'm not alone on this show. My name is Imam Koteka, and I'm here with my very own amazing podcast radio host, the one and only Ethel Madondo. I'd love to sit here and literally sit and open the album book, okay? So we can tell the stories. You know, circa 23 all the way to 25. Once again, like I said, welcome to the Extended Cut. Ma'am, how are you doing?
I'm quite decent. How are you doing?
I'm okay. I think, I don't know, I have a bit of mixed emotions with regards to the show, because, I mean, we think of how we met when it came to radio here at Madiba's Radio.
Yeah.
Moving on to us even, like, the more technical and advanced way of doing radio now, where we're doing podcasting at the station, and right here doing our very last show.
Which is absolutely insane. Like, to think it's been...
Two years
already?
That's insane.
That's crazy.
Ma'am.
That is absolutely
But
madness.
You know what I'm going to say? It might be our last show here, but never our last show in the world, in the commercial world.
Yes.
It is coming.
Oh, I receive
it. Is
we are well on our way.
It is coming.
947.
Do-do-do-do.
Come on.
5 FM. Do-do-do-do. We have set for the show today.
Oh, today is jam-packed. Like, you already know it's the last show. Well, with the two girls.
We had to
bring out all the guns blazing. Mm-hmm. So, of course, we're going to have a beautiful convo about some very interesting things that have been happening in the entertainment industry.
Okay,
so, you don't want to miss that. We are going to be talking about all things music, what music's been popping, what's going on in your summer, and
the name
to be
of the
honest,
brand.
PE this week, the weather.
It's actually been so good.
It's been good.
It has been
I
so
can't
good.
Complain.
You know what? I'm not a summer girly. You guys know that. I have been miserable on some days because it's just been so hot. But I also will give credit where it's due. I've been enjoying the weather secretly, low key,
behind the scenes. It's giving
doors.
Beach every day, and I am
totally
here for it. Here for it.
I think I'm always so sad when it comes to summer, and it's like, these are such great days, but why am I spending it indoors? Because I have to study.
It's coming at a very horrible time. Like, come on now.
But let me tell you of a way that you can spend your summer in GQ the best way possible.
Mm-hmm.
Not indoors. And if it's not, obviously, right now and you've got some free time.
Yeah.
Listen, December is around
the corner. What's that beach thing you're telling me about? Come on.
It's time. It's honestly time. So I wanted to speak to Ethel today. And obviously you Extended Cuts today. I remember your cousin came in town and you gave her the ultimate GQ experience, as I'd like to say. Listen, she spent a week in GQ and I was just like, you've actually done so much in GQ, more than I have in 2 years.
Yeah.
So honestly, if you would like to come to GQ and you need the ultimate guide, Ethel is your girl, okay? But I was just like, let's not just gatekeep and keep it inside. Let's tell the people what you can do. But before we do that, let's start with our huge top five for the summer, the Madiba's Ultimate Top Five. What have you been listening to this week?
Ooh, girl. Okay. Mm-hmm. I've been listening to Olivia Dean. A lot. I won't mention what, but she has a little something there. If you know. I won't get into it. I've been listening to a lot of that. And then my girl Ira. My guy Rema.
Listen.
Come on.
Okay. Now listen, before we actually get into that, let's get into my top five.
My top five.
I think that sets the tone for the summer. This is my top five. We're discussing the Madiba's Ultimate Top Five. Now, there are some songs that have been charting on the list, and for our Madiba's Ultimate Top Five, because you guys know every week we do the top 10, but we had to go based off of votes from you as the listeners. What is your ultimate top five for October? And the first one going on is Luto, and I was like, I can't fight it. I honestly cannot fight it. That song has been doing wonders. It has been a banger. Listen, I was just like, people know their music.
Like, honestly, I think when I first started listening to that song at first, it was like, okay. But when I listened to it with my girl, Liza, come on.
Yes.
Come on.
Totally. And
can never go wrong.
And going on number two, we have Hot Body by the one and only Ira Starr.
Look what that hot body can do.
Listen. And you know what I love about our top five this time? It's just like, we don't just have one hit wonders on this list. Okay. So now moving on to the next one, we've got Man I Need by Olivia Dean. And listen, I think Ethel has been singing her praises the whole time. And moving on to the one and only song that has been hitting the streets. It dropped last week. And Ethel, would you like to move us into that song? How do you feel about the song? The video, okay?
I don't know. Like, give us a little something.
Who's that girl? Who's that girl? What's poppin'? That is not the song of the summer.
Oh my days. No, Rema and Ira cook.
Listen, what they a cook. Song. But you know what? I have a bit of beef when it comes to the song because I did want to talk about our hot takes with regards to our top five.
Yeah.
I love the song entirely. Yes. But do you know, I always talk about how a song needs to have a replay rate. So most times, artists will make their songs shorter because it's just like, oh my gosh, the song is
ended. I want to play it again.
I think they capitalized on that, which is great. But I have so much beef with the song with regards to how it ends.
It ends because it's just abrupt.
It's definitely abrupt, but also I feel like the last part, which I believe is in a sense the bridge, because I honestly believe like these days a lot of artists fail to include bridges in their song, which was the core and the root of songs back in the day. Yeah. And I feel like she made the bridge at the end and then just ended the song. I was like, you could have capitalized on bringing this part of the song earlier and then bringing it again. Guys, please, I'm not going crazy. The song ends after 18 seconds, and that's her obviously saying, who's that girl, who's that girl? Mm-hmm. And then the song ends. That part, I feel like they could have brought that crucial part in the beginning and then play the song and then and then
bring it. I hear you.
I honestly think the song would have ended because who's that girl is already a banger. The replay in it, obviously it's like the pun of the words. We keep saying the song, and that's why it's so catchy. Mm-hmm. But like, I mean the words, that's why it's so catchy. Mm-hmm. But then that part,
Ira, she's
come,
she's
come a, to me.
She need you. Let need me be her a producer. On your team. Come on Let now. Me be Look at this one, Ido girl.
Come on
you
now.
You need her. Ay, come sister, on now. Stop it. Catch your sisters. Come on.
And listen, Rema comes from my hometown, so listen, come sit. Let's have a chat.
Let's have a meeting. Talk. You know, no, nothing like, too serious.
Nothing too serious. But listen, we don't just want to look at our own top five. We also do have our last song on the top five. And Ethel, can you guess for us? This is a song that has been playing on the Madiba streets. It has Gubs at a Small. It has DJ Maparisa. What song do you think might be charting?
I don't know. Avanzana Mata!
Yes!
Kanisa.
Hey. Of course, starting on your top five, Abandona Bako by DJ Maparisa, Youngstan and Kotozana Dota, Tahoti, and of course, Gabza De Small. This is definitely my top sound and five, and that was what we're crowning as our top five song
that
of
is a
the
good
summer.
Top five right there.
Listen.
I could not ask for more.
Listen. But obviously, I didn't want to just hear our chats or our own top fives. I do think we do have some from our own listeners themselves. Ethel, do you have any on your top five?
Yes, so we got something from Clinton. Let's hear what he had to say.
All right.
For the summer is Boss Zonke by Ricky Rick.
Okay.
Really nice, my song of the summer is because it gives summer vibes. Yes.
All right, Mr. Sambani.
I can't hate.
All right, Mr.
I can't
Sambani.
Hate. A classic. I cannot hate on that pick, okay? But we also do have some more on the list. We have one coming in from Sihle. He dropped in his top five song of the summer. Listen, this is a banger.
Yeah. My song of the summer, I feel like right now, Stay With Me by Meek Mill is probably gonna do numbers in the summer.
Okay. Yeah. And he gave us two?
My song of the summer probably has to be Happy Joy by Mdu. That song's gonna do, probably it's already doing numbers right now. So I feel like that's gonna skyrocket.
I have to agree. I have to agree. It gives the same vibes. I don't know if you know Izamawal.
Izamawal.
So that one goes beep 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 beep.
No!
That's Happy Joy. Happy Joy is a good one. No shame. That's a good contender for the summer.
Yeah, definitely.
I think you'd hear that everywhere. Like it might not be the peak song, but you would
definitely
hear it outside.
Definitely.
Okay. Okay, another one from, we're getting one from Ayaka saying her top five song of the summer is Uzizwa Kanjani by Jazz. Well, it's not bad.
Uzizwa Kanjani.
Okay. No shame. I'm not too mad at our top five. What are you definitely crowning as the ultimate top five?
Who's that girl?
Who's that girl? What's up? I think you could see from the energy that we had and that we carried in the studio, that is definitely the top five of the summer.
But definitely.
Now, a little earlier, I know that Ethel had a lovely interview with the one and only Rhythm Syndicate. I need you guys to listen to it. Ethel, did you enjoy that interview? How did it go, girl?
It was amazing. Absolutely amazing, people. And again, yet again, I will say it right here on the Extended Cut on the 30th of October. If you are not at Languages of the Soul, are you doing?
Where are you? You are missing cuts.
Where are you? And I mean, for NMU students, you heard it from X himself. He explained how the tickets are working. And there's a great plug there, guys. There's a great plug. We can't lie. So please buy your tickets and please be there or be told.
Oh, yes, I like it.
Madiba's Radio. You are still listening to the Extended Cut here on Madiba's Radio, where we know we're here to inform, engage, and connect with you. And you know, we're always bringing the vibes for you day in, day out, no pause whatsoever. But today, I've got a special group with me. guys, when I tell you that I have a special group, you know I always have a little something in store for you to get you excited, to get you going on a good Friday afternoon. And today I have none other than the Rhythm Syndicates with me. Come on. Ooh. Come on. We are so excited to have you here at Madiba's Radio. How are you doing?
Ah, FL, my love, we're doing great.
Yes.
We're doing great. Yes. It's hard to buy. It's Woo! Really hot and there's wind now. Like, you know, four seasons in one day.
This is proper beach weather. This is proper beach weather. Yeah. But I mean, we're doing what we can. True. But again, like I said, today we're joined by the team from Rhythm Syndicate, a creative collective that's redefining what it means to be young, what it means to be African, what it means to be expressive, right? They're on a mission to make culture the heartbeat of innovation. Correct me if I'm wrong.
You are true.
Correct me if I'm wrong. And they're doing it through music, they're doing it through art, they're doing it through storytelling. There's so much that they're doing within their group. And they've got an upcoming event, which is something that we're going to be speaking a lot about towards the end of our interview. But we're so looking forward to that. And it's called Language of the Soul. There's so much depth within that name alone, and I'm actually so intrigued to even know, like, what brought you to even name your event that, Language and Soul.
First of all, Ethel, my darling, I bear gifts. I have sweets. So when I left home, I made sure that I actually just get sweets. So I do have sweets here. And tell me, how odd is this? Because they're an odd number. They're actually five. And there's five of us
here. And it's
here.
Oh, crazy, you know,
so one to each.
Oh, thank you. Oh, lovely. Thank you so much.
Lovely. Well, we literally got to Language of the Soul at a very pivoting time, I would say, you know, corporate people know that term.
Definitely.
But yeah, we had to pull some constraints, man, because how we'd initially thought about it, it was Bantu movement. But there was a lot of misconceptions around that term.
Mm-hmm.
And are we really wanting to name the show Bantu? Because, you know, throughout these occurrences that have actually conspired over the years, we don't want
the
to
word,
associate
yes.
ourselves with
yes.
conspiracy
no, I completely
theories.
Hear that.
You know?
Yes.
Yeah, we sat down and we were like, you know what? Music is a very universal language, and you can say anything. Well, I was here in the foyer, and you guys said, they said I'm a con artist because I can speak
multiple
languages. But let me tell you, when I spoke to Ethel, I thought she was like Nguni. So I literally...
Really?
Yes. What? I thought like you were Nguni, like you gave me Nguni. But you are. Well,
oh, I am.
Yes.
Okay.
So I literally just went in, Mrs. Ulusami, and I was like, Sabo, and she was like, what?
What?
I'm sorry. So yeah, if I sang something, you would have easily connected to that because music connects to the soul.
It does.
In most cases. Mm-hmm. You can say anything in any language, but when you sing that, it is harmony and it resonates with the soul. So some of the melodies that we have are really ancient melodies that we actually sat down and said, you know what, this has to go to the world.
Yes.
It has to heal the world.
Of course.
You know, it has to revive the world.
Of
after
course.
Fire, there is life.
There's
after life.
True. There's always light at the end of the tunnel. And as we speak about, like, talking about the past and how you guys are sort of like, how can I say, integrating that into the future and, you know, trying to, like you said, bring life, bring light. We want to start at the beginning, right? What inspired Rhythm Syndicate?
Oh, okay.
And what does your movement stand for?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Rhythm Syndicate started 2024.
Okay.
2020.
Okay.
Well, the execution plan of Rhythm Syndicate.
All right.
But we've always had like a small nyana session.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was a group of people from the NMU choir, Nelson Mandela University Choir.
Yes.
I am not to use abbreviations. So it was a Nelson Mandela University choir, and we got auditioned. By then, it was Miss Eula. It was under Dr. Eula Williams, who took us in. It was around 22 members.
Mm-hmm.
We downsized to like 16 members.
Okay.
Then, we kind of formed like a close family, a close bond. And, you know, people actually move on. People graduate.
Okay.
So as time progressed, we're a group of first year, second year, third years, of course. So we found each other, and we created a home. So Rhythm Syndicates is just a name that we actually got into when we understood that we are of common interest, and the interest is mainly on the rhythm. So syndicates kind of, you know, not the crime syndicates, yeah, but common interest. So our common interest and ground interest is mainly, yes, on the rhythm. So there, okay, are no syndicates without the rhythm.
Without the rhythm. Yes. All right. Oh, it's lovely stuff. Lovely stuff. Like we did, we started off by you just giving me a brief explanation where you got the term language of the soul. But with your upcoming event, right, that's on the 30th of October, if it is not in your calendar, yeah, please.
Oh,
please. Let me not catch you. Let me not. So please make sure, as I am speaking right now, you're putting that date down in your calendar, the 30th of October. They've got their Language and Soul event that's upcoming. And it's going to sound, I can say it already, it's going to sound absolutely amazing. But please just tell us, what can people expect from that?
Okay, so mainly we have creative collaborations.
Okay.
Collaborations. We are all about... So Rhythm Syndicates is about collaborations. Rhythm Syndicates has... within Rhythm Syndicates, let me tell you, it's, yes, really juicy. You see, we used to call them a mixed veggie table on a Sunday. You know, the ones
you
that you
find...
You got a little
bit of carrots.
You know,
a little bit
from
of
the
broccoli,
by the
cauliflower.
You understand? So we have all of those varieties. Yeah. You just don't get one color. No, it's okay, a variety of colors. So there's people within the media spaces. There's people within the agricultural space. Mm. There's people within the marketing divisions. There's people in the architecture. I have people within the education sector. We have people in the psychology center. Yes. We have everybody within these fields. They are syndicates. They love music. So when you come there, expect not just only music, but expect a lot from the soul to the souls.
Oh, that's lovely. That's lovely. And I think because when you broaden up your idea and your vision to more than just music, and I think there's a lot of story and a lot of things you can tell through music. Mm. And for a lot of people, music speaks to them.
True.
It's a form of language, like we were speaking. It is a Please. Form of language. Yes. So for a lot of people, music does speak to them. And I'm glad that you guys try to really open that up and make and maximize on it as much as you can. But we did speak about how Rhythm Syndicate is about bringing culture, rhythm, and identity back to life and to the community. But how do you translate that vision into your workshops, into your performances, and the collaborations that you do have? Like you
Bloody,
mentioned?
I feel like I'm literally redoing the pitch.
Right?
So I have to go back to the pitch deck and say, ooh, what was on the slide? Okay, quickly. But okay, so how do we bring the sense into the whole community aspects? Mm-hmm. Because, we can easily say that our generation is a generation that can easily say, we don't care about culture.
True.
Right. We are uncultured. Dude. Right. Some point. But it is important to know thyself before anything else. Mm-hmm. You see, it is important to also form collaborations wherever you go.
Yes.
Umuntu ngumuntu ngabantu, you understand? So there needs to be principles that you kind of acculture to so that you're able to get on with the ways.
Okay.
So how do we take it to the communities? Rhythm Syndicates, right, it has an S at the end. When you punch it there by the
Rhythm Syndicate.
Please, intentional. It's not one. So there was an SDN challenge. SDSN challenge, excuse me. SDSN challenge, which wanted us to pitch about sustainable businesses and, you know, that provide economic sustenance.
Mm-hmm.
And social impact was one of the biggest things that we actually wanted to focus on. Mm. We are legit at the brim whereby our creative economy is dying. I said this earlier when Debo was here that
it's going through the most. It's going through the most.
You know? So we want to conserve that. We want to preserve that and to give a sense of insurance.
Yes.
You understand? To create sustainability within the creative space.
Mm-hmm.
We are at the point whereby there's literally high unemployment rate.
Mm-hmm.
You see? And we have so many talented. I'm sorry, I preach, so you will have to bear with me, Stamasab.
No,
we have a lot of talent that is just sitting around in Makaya. Where else they could be literally benefiting from that? But there are no business practices that actually provide sustainability within the creative space.
Mm-hmm.
So we are all about that. We go to these communities and we say, you know what? You are talented, and there's a lot of culture. Free supply of culture. We don't even have to pay for that thing to access that. true. It's only just the principles. Ubuntu, ungena laphayana and say sanibonani molweni dumelang afsheni, Zuri say. Just to get the vibe of the community, how people get to live. There's a lot of stories that are untold, but we go to these communities and actually get to understand what has happened, what is interesting, why is the story not told in this way. Then we just decipher it and we just put it together and we form music out of it.
Oh, lovely. Lovely stuff. Lovely stuff. But I like the part where you spoke about going back to the community, you know, telling the young people that you do see in these communities that, you know what, you're very much capable. You can do this. And you don't have to wait for somebody else to come and tell you that you're capable of doing this. Like you said, culture is something that is at our forefront, at our doorstep. It's not something that we necessarily need to pay for to have access to.
And also, right? Remember that we are literally a digital savvy generation, you know, we swipe a lot. So when we swipe there by the scrolls, we're not finding things that are really of substance.
Yes,
you see,
yes.
Substance grounds us, like our roots.
Mm-hmm.
So last year we had a Roots and Wings concert. So the inception, which literally led to this initiative of Languages of the Soul, is Roots and Wings. We were here, right here on this platform, provided by, you know, Madiba's radio station. Yes. Thank you again. It's really good partnerships that we are trying to form.
True.
Yes. And also, I heard that there's something happening. Please plug me on that. I'm saying it here so that I am able to get the invoice. Like, okay. Fine.
No, we've got you.
Yes. So we're a generation that swipes up, you know. We want to capture that. There's a lot of ways that we can actually just maneuver interest into that. So that's why we have digital people. We have marketing people. We have media people for that purpose.
So how would you say, how important do you think it is for young South Africans to reconnect with the indigenous languages, to the sounds, to the stories, everything within our culture, everything that, you know, brings us back to back in the day when things were easy, when things weren't digital savvy and everything? And how does your platform really help make that happen?
You get to tell the story the way you're supposed to tell
it. Ooh, I like that.
Ain't nobody gonna come from outside and be saying, you know, we're gonna think that South Africans. No. Siyazixoxela thina story sethu. Siyakhuluma ngendaba zethu. Sisho ukuthi inkinga ila, isuke la, yabeka kuphi. Sase sifika esiqongweni sendaba, sayehlisa futhi sathola nesombululo ukuthi nayi inkinga. Sisibambene nayo. But we are to tell our story. That's why Rhythm Syndicates is here. We conserve it. So we take us as digital librarians.
All right. So just something to just, you know, something fun to just, you know, end this all off. If you were to describe Language of the Souls in three words, what would those three words be?
I've been speaking too much, Ne, and I feel like it won't be three words because I've a lot. Trust me, Languages of the Soil is this book.
Give us paragraphs.
But what I'll do, I'll give it to my team.
All right, of course. This is not the only man in studio, just so by the way. Like he mentioned before, it's not Rhythm Syndicate. It's Rhythm Syndicate.
And Agumadoda.
All right. So please, have your team, please answer this. Guys, come talk to me. How are we doing today?
Hi, I am still breathing, which is great.
No, that's good. I did ask if you of course have this new concept, this new project of yours called Language of the Souls. If you were to describe that in three words, what would those three words be?
Connect, inform, engage.
On the connect,
all right,
part,
connect.
This man wakes me up at 2. Not like that. No, not like that. But for work purposes, at 2 a.m. for Languages of the Soil, guys, please come and buy tickets.
No, definitely.
2 o'clock. These people are planning.
And let me just plug you.
Yes.
No abbreviations. Okay. Nelson Mandela University students.
Yes. Yes.
Let me plug you. Yes. So they said, right? I'm gonna say they said. They, meaning Rhythm Syndicates, they said, for us, Tina students, you know, budgets be budgeting. It's the end of the month. The money is not really moneying. But they said the tickets are going for
a a 20.
25 rand from a whooping 80 rand.
Okay, let's clarify this, is Thando Sami, because gonna run into the streets. Then say, so when you have a student card, you're a student here at the Nelson Mandela University, you're able to access the tickets for 25 rand.
All right.
Right. So for working class, we know that you work. Right. I know you that you work. Right. Tebe outside there, he works.
He works.
Right. He gotta pay 80 bucks. Regardless that he got the student card, he works. I know that you work. We gotta pay tax. Come on.
But I'm a student, Mina.
Hey, we're gonna discuss that some other time.
No, but you heard it from them themselves. If you are a student, you bring your student card to the event, you get your ticket for 25 rand, but nonetheless the tickets are going for 80 rand.
And we only have 50 left for 25 rand.
If you are walking, please run. Because as you can tell, everyone is so eager to hear what you guys have in store. I know I'm very eager to hear what you guys have in store. And like I said, here on the Extended Cut, we love having a little bit of fun. So I did start it off light with something that's relating to you guys, but we're going to play something called Word Association.
Ooh, associates to the syndicate.
Yes, so this is the part where I ask you to show me those voices. A little bit.
Lord, oh Lord, you know.
A little. I'm not asking for too much.
As you can see, that is a boys, two men and one lady here.
I'm not asking for some unison or anything. Like, this is just for fun. This is just for fun. So essentially how the game works. No pressure.
Okay.
So essentially how the game works, I give you guys a word.
Ooh.
Right, I give you guys a word. Or rather, I don't know if we should do this in groups of two, so it can be a little bit competitive. Nyana.
We are one of the competitive audience. You're good with them syndicates. Hey,
you know, so maybe two by two, that works. Group A, group B. So essentially, I give you guys a word, and then the first team to sing a song that includes that word wins. So it's going to be... three rounds, so that's three words.
Mm-hmm.
Best
mm-hmm.
two out of three wins. Right?
Okay.
So are we ready?
Ready.
Are we excited?
Let's try it. Okay.
All right. So the first word is joy.
I got joy in my heart.
And you know it's a kind of feeling followed by a sense of All right. Group A has got the first point. Love it. Are we ready for the next round? Oh, that was good. That was a good start. I am proud. That was a good start. Moving on to the next word. The next word is inclisio. That's Luisa, right?
Yes.
Oh, love that yes, man love down. That love that man down. But that run.
I'm my daughter.
I'm so dead. But yes, our group B gets this one with the second round with Inclisio. And the last word. Are we ready?
Ready.
I think I'm giving you easy words. Come on now.
Are you?
Hi, guys. Are you? Okay, so the last word is love.
Like I got blanked out because where the love at? Come on, Joyly. Hey.
Oh, lovely. So that was Whitney Houston with I'll Always Love You. Group B got that one. So the winners of Word Association.
But I feel like you're giving them like love songs. Like, No, we're not good. You know, we had it with the joys. Like, happy feelings.
Yeah, happy feelings.
You know, family
vibes. And
then
these ones, they love Utando.
Yeah, no, we can't.
You guys are on a different wavelength. No. But I'm going to give you another chance to redeem yourself.
Okay, my love.
I'm going to give you another chance to redeem yourselves. So we're going to play another game, right?
Mm-hmm.
So with this game, what's going to happen is I'm going to play a snippet of three different songs.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to start with the first one, then the second one, then the third one. And you guys have to guess the artist
Ooh.
And the name of the song.
Now it has to show that I was a compiler for this station.
It has to show somewhere.
Pressure is hard.
The pressure is getting... Which show did you compile for?
Hey, if I tell you Sandra Same,
because this is giving...
Now you're going to want to go... Please.
Because of course, because what I did with this part of the game is because you guys focus on culture. You focus on people's backstories and things like that. Mm. I really did try to take it back in the day.
Right.
I'm not doing anything modern day. So don't think modern day music. Okay. Very much, you know, back in the day kind of music, back in the day artists. So think within those lines. I'm already giving you hints. Like, come on now.
It's okay. We got you. Don't worry.
Come on now. Yeah. All right. So I am going to play a snippet of the first song. Let's hope I don't fumble. They're now playing the most important part of the song.
Then we get points.
All right.
Yes.
Are we ready?
Okay, you don't have to. Ringo. Ringo. Into yam. I go. Sandwich. Come on, you got a 90s kid here.
Ringo,
if you can hear me, you are a legend.
A legend he is. Legend. So that is Into Yami by Ringo Madlingozi. Group A gets that one. Come on now, Group B.
But wait.
Into Yami.
You see now, they are calling me out. Okay, buzzer. We're going to have to try that again.
Already. What you mean? Like devil is a lie. Like devil is always a lie.
We are going to have to try that again.
Again, no problem.
We're gonna have to try that again.
But isn't like a 0.5 point?
Hey, we don't do half. We do full things.
But so no, I'm quite saying now. Did I get the name wrong?
You just said Ringo.
Indoyam?
It's Into Yam.
Right. Okay, fine. Yes. It doesn't matter. As long as I said Into Yam, it's right.
Group B is not going to let me swallow my saliva here.
Jealousy
if I let you have the
is
point.
A disease. Jealousy is a disease.
All right. So are you guys ready? So no point to anybody.
Yes.
Ish. Okay. So are we ready for the second song?
Yes.
All right.
You don't come around. Weekend special. To see me in the week, I'm no weekend. Brenda Fassi, she said it. I said okay. Weekend special. Collab.
Come on, Group B, you just saying Brenda Fassi. Give me the name.
She got me here in the back.
Group A, they had teamwork. I got Weekend special. I got Brenda Fassi together. Makes the name of the song and the artist. They are redeeming. Group B, come on now.
But wait, accommodate us. These are one case. We are 2Ks.
So there's 1K and 2.
This grouping is not okay then. Because it was supposed to be 1-2-1-2, not 1-1-2-2. Huh?
It's okay. You know, the oldies into the oldies.
It's fine. Creepy, this will push you.
Yeah.
Right.
Listen to old dive deep. Music, please.
To the olden day music. You know?
And we're speaking about culture right now.
We are.
Culture
is.
I have to culture. Like, they're disappointing me live. But it's okay.
Culture is everything. All right. I'm going to play another one now.
Jazzy Fela Lira.
No.
Who?
You got the name right.
I got Lira.
Group B, you still have a fighting chance.
Loving you. No. He can't get it. He cannot. I got Lira. So 0.5.
Okay, so because it's 0.50 because he said Pakade and the song is Pakade, but you said Lira and Lira is the artist. So it's half and half.
We are syndicating the points. We are here to syndicate.
It's half and half. So you guys are sitting at 1.5. You guys are sitting at 0.5.
You're
guys,
better than something.
Guys, okay. I'm going to give you one more. If you guys get this one in full, you win. But if they get it, they weren't. There's nothing I can do about that. But okay, let's do this. Okay, I'm gonna. Okay, this is not too old though. Bad will.
As two case.
Yeah, I'm now trying to accommodate, be a little bit accommodating, yeah. But it's still the neck.
Okay.
Same, I'd say
genre
in a sense. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. All right.
Nazi. I said Nazi. He said Nomvula. I said Nazi.
Guys, you can't keep doing this to me.
Syndicating. Syndicating in Kalele. So ain't nobody win. It's a neutral. We all win.
I guess you all win.
We leave the Rhythm Syndicate winners. Thank you.
Wins. You got your book. Group A, Group B. You win it all. I can't.
Thank you.
You win it all. But that is all that we have for today. Like we mentioned, we had Rhythm Syndicates here with us at Madiba's Radio. If you can, please tell the people where they can find you on the socials.
Okay, so it's easy, very easy. You just open that phone. You swipe up or left or right, or you draw that pattern.
Mm-hmm.
You go straight into the YouTube easy. Mm-hmm. YouTube, kutwa YouCube. I learned courses say YouCube. So YouCube, utena moko YouCube. Then you type Rhythm Syndicates, R-H, please. Not just R-Y. R-H-Y. T-H-M. Right?
Okay.
Syndicates. You'll know syndicates. Soon as you say S-Y, it'll go straight.
Pop up.
Then you put that S at the end. Very crucial, please.
Very crucial, like he said.
Then you will see a very beautiful logo there that has a djembe logo with rainbow colors coming out. With rainbow colors coming out. I did not say anything. Right? With rainbow colors coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Very beautiful with melodic expressions.
Mm-hmm.
Then you click like. You share the music that you find there.
Yes.
You subscribe.
Yes.
You go into the Instagrizzy. Mm. You find us there. Same thing. Rhythm a la Syndicates.
Mm.
Not a la, but Syndicates.
Mm-hmm.
Then you go into the Facebook. Same thing. Rhythm Syndicates. Then you can find us via email at... Now, this is to the Best Wishes.
All right.
League. My sponsors. You can contact us at rhythm.syndicates@gmail.com
mm-hmm.
If you have any forms of grants, seeds, you know, we are begging.
Just a little something.
Something, Yana, so that we take this movement
mm-hmm.
to where it needs to be, all the way to Africa, from Cape to Cairo.
That's
what we're aiming for.
And do you, I actually have a question. Do you guys do private events? Do you?
Oh, yes.
All right.
Oh, yes.
Darling, tell the people.
You, please, when we give you these details, you have to book us. Right, you are to book us, please. We do private functions.
Mm-hmm.
We do seminars.
Mm.
We do everything.
We are very.
You see how potatoes are very versatile. You know, that
they
girl
make
is
way.
Very versatile. You can throw her in the oven, then she roasted. You know,
definitely.
In the pot she can make mash.
Definitely,
you understand?
Definitely.
You know, hash browns. You know, we have everything. Fries.
Right.
A lot of things. But
all right.
Please do book us.
We definitely want that.
That's creative economy. We want to keep sustainability into that.
Definitely. So you heard it from them. If you've got a private event that you need, you know, a little bit of rhythmic sounds there, you know what to do. Just book them. You can find them at Rhythm Syndicates on the social media platforms that they mentioned earlier on. And I did see something very interesting that I want to do. I want to feel included on your Instagram.
Woo, woo.
So there are these videos that you guys have been doing recently where you say... Hi, do you say hi? My name is,
my
and
name
then you
is,
say my is it my talent or
oh,
my?
Yes, my.
I also want
facts.
A fact about me. Yes,
facts,
yes.
Fun facts.
I want us to do it because I also want to feel included.
Okay, please. Media team, Limameti.
I want to feel
media, Limameti. Yes, please. We got this is Rhythm Syndicate and Co. Please, yes, lovely stuff. What do you want us to start? Do we interview you?
It's something, anything. Do it the way you do it.
Do it the way you do it. You know, now I gotta channel the inner Sango.
Come on,
and
that's
I can't.
The
he does
I
it
want.
Best. You understand? But yeah, it's your boy here, Soul. You're chilling with the very beautiful Ethel here, with other gents and our gorgeous lady, of course. We would like to know you better. Please tell us who you are, where you're from, and what is your fun factor. And also, don't forget to tell us your role within the Rhythm Syndicates. Are you a syndicate?
Well, okay. My name is Ethel, right? But you can call me Shanya. Right. Versatility. What's the next thing? I'm forgetting now.
Where are you from?
Where I'm from. Yes. Okay. I am proudly Zimbabwean.
Oh. Yes, right.
I'm proudly Zimbabwean. Yes. Shana speaking girly over here. Right. Yes. And my fact is that, right, I don't know what term they were using on TikTok recently. The lukewarm singers.
I'm not that savvy.
Is someone clocking it with me?
Okay.
Yes. There were singers they were calling lukewarm.
Lukewarm.
Right? The lukewarm singers are the people. Okay, I'm going to put you on now.
Okay.
The lukewarm singers are the people that they were saying. So we've got people that can sing. That's you guys.
Okay.
Right? The people that, you know, when they ask to sing, they'll sing because they know they can
sing. They
know
how to sing.
Right? And they're very confident in their vocals. Then you've got people that just know how to stay on pitch and, you know.
It's singing.
Good old singing.
Yeah.
Right? So those are the people that they call lukewarm singers. Those people that when you ask, do you know how to sing? They'll be like, no. But then when you hear them sing, then you're like, but you can sing. But then they're like, no, because they really don't.
So so where do you look warm? In the soprano, in the alto?
I look warm in the alto.
It's the sopranos that be saying, nah, I'm good at the altos. The ones that are very lukewarm.
No. Take this as my CV, my application.
Got you, my love. And you don't even need an interview. Right? Because you gave us one, so already we don't need that.
Whatever they call them,
auditions. I say an interview. You've not been in job posts. Bloody. But yeah, relax. Mm. You can take us like into Zim. I definitely want.
Please, let's spread the word. We need you guys international. Exactly, we need you international.
Exactly,
definitely.
Yes. So fun fact about you.
My fun fact. Well, that was my fun fact.
No. I'm sitting here. I'm seeing you having a dimple. Like you are one dimpled, first of all.
Oh, yes.
And that is so cute.
Oh, fun fact. Yes. I've got one dimple. And it's, yeah, it's that deep. But the other side, but there's completely just, nothing.
You know what I do? Whenever I take pictures, I go like, because I
but then the actually crazy thing, you know, when you have good sides and bad sides, I actually think the side with my dimples my bad side.
Same. I always do that. So I always scoot away from the camera because I know they're going to capture that one thing.
I feel like the side with my dimples my bad side. And
it's
I like
really
the side
cute.
Without,
it's
which is
really
crazy.
It's really cute. Trust me.
It's absolutely
trust
insane.
Me.
But thank you for the confidence.
Now clocked it, man.
No, thank you. But thank you so much, guys, for coming in today. As Madiba's Radio, we are proud to be collaborating with you guys. We're proud to have you part of the family. And like I said before, the 30th of October... I don't know where you are because I know where I'm at. Oh. We are there listening to Languages of the Soul. Be there or be told. Thank you so much,
thank
guys.
You so
enjoy
much,
the
Apple.
Rest of your
thank
afternoon.
You.
Me too. Madiba's Radio.
All right, now jumping into our convo of the day.
Your man will give me high blood pressure, guys. Timothy, yeah. Give him space.
Iman will give me high blood pressure.
He said give him some space.
She will give me high blood pressure. But no, moving on to our convo of the day, like I mentioned before, we are talking all things entertainment, what is going on at the moment. And we've got a few things that are happening. I mentioned earlier that we have Olivia Dean, Miss Olivia Dean.
Yes,
ma'am. She has a new album that she recently released. And it's been on repeat. Shuffle and repeat. Personally.
Listen, I have enjoyed that album and I love the fact that she even went on Colors.
I don't
know if you saw that.
Yeah, I did.
That was a cute one. That was definitely cute. I think once you reach the Colors level, you know, so many people aspire to have the Grammys, the MTVs and everything. But I feel like as an artist, there are also still those like mini milestones of, oh my gosh, do I have a tiny disc? Mm-hmm. Have I done the Super Bowl?
Yes, yes.
Have I gone on Colors? Mm-hmm. I think those are mini milestones in that for Olivia Dean. I believe she's a beautiful artist. She's really the heart of R&B these days because she's not giving just pop. I do love the fact that she's really giving that energy. But moving on to Summer. Okay, you guys did listen to my top five. And you heard a call there, okay? Summer is calling. And more than anything, we want to give you the ultimate experience, as we mentioned earlier on the show, the ultimate groove experience, mm-hmm. or ultimate GQ experience. Now, Ethel, as we mentioned earlier, mm-hmm. had her cousin in town for a week, exactly yeah. a week. And I believe she did more than I have ever done in PE in these 2 years of me being in PE. Actually, Ethel, can you please list a few things that she has done, okay? But what she did, how crazy it was, because listen, she had a time. Oh. Those highlights, I was like, I wish I was there for most of them. But continuing on to that, then we'll obviously give you our ultimate groove experience.
Groove experience in PE, of course.
In PE with a special, special surprise in studio.
Mm, I can't wait for that. But anyways, ish, it was literally like, she's out one day, she's mm-hmm. sleeping it off the next.
Yay.
She's out one day. The next day, she's sleeping her off the next. But, of course, we went to the beach. Mm-hmm. Of course, had to experience the beach. Well, we went to the
Sardinia Bay.
We went to Sardinia Bay, mm-hmm. which was the best part because we went for the sunset. Uh-huh. So we watched the sunset and it was so beautiful. And the weather was so great that day. And then, of course, I took her to the beach, yeah, in front of my... Hey!
That one. One thing about that beach, it'll disappoint you.
That one.
You.
That she was fighting for her life. She's like, if this is the beach, I don't want it.
Yeah.
But then, of course, when we then went to SARS, she's like, okay, you've redeemed yourself. Okay. And you know how beautiful SARS is. So that was great. We did roller skating, ooh. Which is something she made. It went decently.
Oh, okay. No, listen, I do not judge anyone who tries out roller skating, ice skating, guys. However it goes, as long as I had
fun. Yeah.
Even bowling. As long as I had fun.
True. Yeah. And of course, we had to, of course, let her enjoy groove here in PE. Because, mm-hmm. you know, she's a Joburg girlie. Joburg grooving and PE grooving is completely different. I'll tell you that. So we had to give her the ultimate PE groove experience.
Didn't you guys also go wine tasting?
Oh, yes! We those girls.
Yes.
We went wine tasting and it was absolutely amazing. We were targeting a special...
And we missed the special.
But anyways, we did have a good time. But according to Groove, she got to see Calvin Momo mm-hmm. and everything. And she absolutely enjoyed just listing a few of the places she went to. She went to Finesse. Mm-hmm. She went to
Banana.
She went to... She basically went everywhere.
And this is why I said, listen, if you need a culture guide, Groove culture guide, or even GQ culture guide... Ethel is your girl. But not only that, the Extended Cut is your girl. Because remember, we're here to talk about music, the mm-hmm. culture, mm-hmm. and more especially your groove experiences. Now, we have a few groove spots in PA,
yes.
namely Banana Beach, your Beer Shack, mm-hmm. your Isa and Finesse. Mm-hmm. Some are more like located near into town, but like yes. I haven't really gone into into those scenes. But if you are a student or if you are someone who will be living near the beach this December, mm-hmm. you know that the peak spots are in Humewood. So listen, I know when you come, like when you're leaving with your girls, the first step is always, okay, girls, let's book out Uber. What is the first place that you usually go to?
First place is Banana.
Okay.
I think Banana is the arrival spot.
Yeah.
You arrive at Banana.
Which is crazy because it used to be the last.
Exactly.
And it's changed over time.
So you arrive at Banana, check out the scenes. Mm-hmm. Banana sometimes misses it.
I'm
gonna lie.
Yeah.
With the music.
Also even like during the week, it's so much better than
over the weekend. Yeah. So it also depends. So first starting point is Banana. Check out the vibes, mm-hmm. check out the scenes. You stay there for a good minute.
Because
they also have really good specials there. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, okay, hey, girlies, where are we going next?
Yeah.
Isa, yeah.
Okay.
Isa, yeah. But then as you're going to Isa, you're like, let me just pop into Beer Shack for a minute.
It's like
It's a good mix. But like we said,
I know we sound like experts right now, and mom, listen, it's not like that, okay? It's just on occasions. But I'd like to pass it over on the very, very man, the groove expert himself. Because today, on today's show, we are here on a quest to find out what is the ultimate groove experience. December's around the corner and we'd like to welcome into the studio, the man himself, Mr. Groove Expert. How are you doing, sir?
I'm good, and you guys?
We are well.
I don't know if you can hear the tone. It even sounds groovy.
He calls himself Mr. Smiley.
Mr. Smiley.
Yes.
Now, Mr. Smiley, we have a few questions for you today. What is the ultimate groove starter pack? Like the things that you need to make sure that you have when you go to the essentials. Mm. We do have a few people who have also answered. We've gone around campus. We found out some answers. We were like, let's hear from the people themselves. But sometimes we need some credibility to the show. So, Mr. Smiley, tell us, what is the ultimate groove starter pack?
Okay. I'm going to first say you guys are more than welcomed because I go two sides. I don't drink, but I hang out with people that drink. Okay. So I'm going to give you insights on both sides.
All right. You get. I love it.
So for those that drink, first thing that you need to do, drink water as a base and oily food. So that you don't have like a hangover while it's just still grooving, hey?
Okay.
You need to be prepared.
Mm-hmm. All right.
But then, have cash.
Yes.
Hey. Mm-hmm. For the ladies, please, don't be looking for those guys that'll be paying your bills. Be prepared, you know?
Okay.
Groove is nice, but then just be prepared.
Okay.
You look nice, we're gonna pay the bills.
Okay.
If you don't, ish. Pay your own. Hey, we have to balance it. Hey?
That is so sad.
If like, you look nice, we'll pay your bills.
If you don't, pay
your own.
My angels, my girls.
You heard it.
Yeah. You heard it. Please make sure you're looking prim, proper, and yeah, because,
You heard it from
the market is tough.
You know, the
the market is demanding.
You know, but if the day is fitting and they decide to pay the bill, they decide to pay the bill.
But I also believe in that, like, girl empowerment, always have your own cash.
True,
if someone decides to, sure, they're going to pay a bill, cool. But don't leave the house telling
with
yourself.
With the mentality that you're expecting somebody else to pay.
Okay, I agree with that, Mr. Expert. Okay, do you have two more for us or one more for us?
Okay. Another one is, okay, we want to have fun.
Yeah.
But it's a good thing for you to have a proper schedule. Yeah. Like, know that you would have achieved what you needed to do for the day so that you have good time.
Yeah.
You know, that's the only way that you can have a good time at Groove. Clear your schedule. If you don't, fun is temporary. Mm-hmm. School is forever, so you just have to go for fun.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know?
I mean, I did hear him mention the 80-20 rule this one time.
Yeah.
Please explain that to us.
Okay. So as a student, you have your school life and your, you know, your personal life.
Mm-hmm.
So it's 80-20, which means 80% is your schoolwork and then 20% is your groove and your leisure time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nah. So it's all about balance. Ask me how I go to groove, come back at 4, but still be able to attend classes. It's all about you knowing that you have, you know, life after the nightlife.
Mm-hmm.
So you just need to have a balance. Do your schoolwork first.
Mm-hmm.
That's the most important. But also, nightlife is also the, you know.
I'm just saying,
you know, the night doesn't have to end in one place. So it's, you know, as they have said, banana, we go beer shack. And then the, you know, the closing spot is Iza, which is the high, you know, 4 o'clock.
The highlight of the night.
Yes, the highlight, 4 o'clock, we're going back
season
home.
Finale, season finisher.
So, yeah, that's all I have to say.
But I do have to agree with Mr. Smiley himself. But I'd like to also get some comments from people around around campus that we've heard from. And they're giving us their 3 groove starter essentials.
Okay, so these are my 3 essentials or my 3 go-tos. Girls, number one, have your own Uber money for going to groove and coming back. That is a definite. Number 2, guys, we are tired of sharing our lip glosses with you. Please bring your own juicy balms. Bring your own juicy balms. We hate it. We hate when we're putting on our lip gloss. Gal, can I please borrow some? No, bring your own. And number 3, have the best time of your life. Sibancane, we only live once.
Okay.
All right.
I agree with that.
I also agree with that as well. All of the bring your juicy bum.
Bring your own hair comb, hairbrush. It's nothing bring worse than like someone
a
just
random
like,
person exactly. coming up to you and being like, they see you putting on lip gloss and they're like, oh, could I please have? I don't know you.
And the next minute, I can't. I do agree. But I feel like everyone agrees with Mr. Smiley in the sense that, like, have fun, have the time of your life. Because at the end of the day, we're here to have fun. And I also think, to add on to that, if you're not feeling okay, maybe you're feeling a bit sick, or you had a bit of a riff with a friend, definitely don't hesitate to go home or to, like, to request your cell phone. Because some people, like, they, like, bum the mood down. Now you're sitting there, you're like, I didn't even want to be here.
Yeah.
Guys, stand up to peer pressure, man. Go home. I'm a firm believer of that, because for me, like, if I'm not feeling okay, I'll just be like, oh, guys, I'm going home. Yeah. Instead of bumming the mood. We do have our last, our second comment from a student on campus.
This is my top five. My three rules. Never leave your drinks unattended. Leave with the friends that you came with. And always keep your belongings safe.
Okay. Mm. Yes.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Leave with the people that you came with.
That you came with.
My number one rule. Unless I have to leave early, but leave with the people that you came with. That is so important. That is so, so important. Mr. Smiley, do you have any comments?
I do not have any comments, but I have, you know, something that might help you guys.
Okay.
If you need to have work done after groove.
Okay. Some tips and tricks.
So, for those that suffer from hangover, there's some that don't, you know. So, if you have like a banana smoothie with honey and green tea, it helps, you know.
Taking some notes.
Nah? And then ginger tea with honey. Mm-hmm. That's another one.
All right.
And then for those that, you know, on a low budget, you know, two painkillers and water. 500 mils to like a liter. Just to dilute the alcohol in your body helps.
All right.
And also, you know, as a student, Powerade, you underestimated.
Powerade?
But it works.
Powerade?
So, you know.
It does.
Do you know
those
the power?
Electrolytes?
In Powerade.
The electrolytes. Mm-hmm.
When they said power in Powerade, they weren't playing. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Okay.
Oh my god!
No,
days.
I totally get that one.
Definitely. But with everything that you've said to us, Mr. Smiley, what would you say has been your wildest groove story?
Yo, hey, don't judge me.
Okay.
But then, you know.
We listen.
We don't judge. Exactly.
We listen, we don't judge.
Exactly.
So I was at Eza, and apparently there was a group man, you know, one of those big guys that wanted to impress my friends.
Okay.
And I was like, cool. You know, go ahead. Little did I know that man. Yeah, he didn't have the bag. But he had the confidence. So he kept on ordering stuff. That's bad for him. But to us, it was good. Hennessy Vio, very special, you know. The unlimited bottles, champagne. Nyana, hey, I was just there taking videos. I'm like, I'm going to capture this because I know it's not going to end well. And it did not. Because at the end of the night, he was at the back of the van, the police van, because he couldn't pay the bill.
Oh, my God.
You see? But anyways, I got my own money. But at that time, you know, people that want to be impressed, go ahead.
Oh, my. That
but
is
anyways,
so bad.
My jaw the whole time has just been like,
that's madness.
And I think it goes back to Mr. Smiley's advice earlier that forget, like, ladies or not, have your own money, have your own cash.
Yes.
Don't be going to groove to trying to boost your ego, trying to seem like you've got money, trying to seem
when
like the hood man in the group.
And I think also it's very smart of you because at the end of the day, yes, as girlies, we also have to be very vigilant and, you know, be careful of what we do and what we get and things like that. But also as gents, like you mentioned, like you took videos because you knew you had a feeling that this was not going to end well.
Yeah.
So I think for gents, it's also important that when you've got that one guy that, yes, you know him, but because guys also have this thing where you guys are all buddy-buddy.
already
True.
And act like you've known each other for years when you barely down. Know each other type of situation. So you should also be very vigilant in those cases, because if you hadn't taken those videos, how do you know he wouldn't have said, no, we were together. We are supposed to pay together. Imagine.
He actually did. You know, after the waitress came to him and was like, oh, the bill. He came to me and was like, dude, the bill is here. And I'm like, did you see me order stuff?
Exactly.
You know, I wasn't there to impress anyone. You were doing your thing, eh? You were doing your thing. I was just there. Videos are here. I have them. You are ordering your stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You get. And also on this bill stuff, eh? So as another nod that you guys can do, if you know you're going out and you have people that get drunk, like drunk, the easiest or the nicest thing that you guys can do is close the bill before everyone gets drunk, so that you don't have any problems at the end of the night where you're like, oh, you need to pay this, that. So just close the bill, you know. It doesn't hurt to just do it at the start.
Some very wise words from Mr. Smiley.
Very wise words. Or pay as you order. As you end
those drinks,
wow. But thank you so much, Mr. Smiley, for that ultimate groove experience in PE. You heard it from the groove expert himself.
Exactly.
I mean, what more can I do?
What more can we say?
We've given
you the plug. We've told you what events you can go to. We've told you some activities that you can do around PE.
Exactly.
Listen, search them up on TikTok. Search us up on IG if you need to. And hit us up if you'd like to, because literally, we're here to give you the ultimate get guide. Stay safe, though.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you have a lot of fun. Drink your own drink, okay? Because groove can also be crazy. But have a good time at the end of the day. We're here to dance. Don't be one of those people who are here to groove to sit down. Okay? Stand up, dance, have the time of your life.
My girl loves to have a good time. Even Mr. Smiley here, he loves to have a good time. I'll say that.
But thank you so much, Mr. Smiley, for coming in studio. Your last words are for the Ultimate Groovers this December.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, the beach event coming up. Don't miss it.
Hey,
don't miss it.
Hey,
don't miss it.
It's clear to see that you might see Mr. Smiley.
Look out. If it means you're walking to every person.
Are you Mr. Smiley?
Who's Mr. Smiley?
Actually, literally, the quest for the day is to find out who is Mr. Smiley. How can we even describe Mr. Smiley?
The voice, for the people that know him, the voice, I feel like, is already so. But you have to know him very well.
But you really need to know him well.
But Mr. Smiley Mr. Smiley has a goatee.
I'd like to say, Mr. Smiley is always smiling.
Exactly.
If you see someone grumpy, a groove, cut it.
That's not Mr. Smiley. Mr. Smiley loves to dance. You will forever find Mr. Smiley on the dance floor.
Thank you.
If we're not on the dance floor, wherever we're sitting, best believe he's on his feet.
Thank you.
What other thing can we say about Mr. Smiley?
Mr. Smiley's always dripped out.
Oh, yes.
Always dripped out.
Her on that. Clock it.
I never see Mr. Smiley with a drink, because he did say he doesn't drink. So find the one guy who has a goatee.
Who is acting like he's drunk, but is not drunk.
Exactly.
He's holding like an appetizer or something.
Totally.
And he's probably part like a huge group of friends.
Yes.
You know? And he's getting those moves down.
Let's lower it down to 5. So Mr. Smiley's always smiling. Got a goatee.
Mm-hmm.
Always dancing.
Dripped out.
Never holding a drink. And probably in a whole group.
Yes.
Okay.
Those are your 5.
That's my challenge. Go
find Mr. Smiley. And if you think you know who Mr. Smiley is, pop in a message at Imam Koteka on Instagram or at Shanya on Instagram and let us know who you think Mr. Smiley is.
Listen, I think that's how we ended on our show, The Ultimate Groove Experience. It's going to be a time this December. Yes, we have to go through the hurdles of exams, but it's going to be a time. I hope you guys stay safe. Have a ball, okay? The songs are out. Listen, I don't even think they're stopping, because artists are dropping after the other. But more than anything, this is our last show, our very last show at Madiba's Radio. How do you feel, Ethel?
so many mixed emotions. Uh-huh. It's been such a journey. I am so grateful for the way I've grown in this space, so because it's a space that I didn't even think I'd tap into. Mm-hmm. But I love to see how much I've grown in it and how good I am at it. I'm not gonna sell myself short.
No, as you should, like, girl, no, you
I'm
have.
Not gonna sell myself short. But ultimately, yes, how it's helped me grow, but the people that it's brought into totally. My life. Particularly you.
Oh, wow. Is that a shout out to your co-host?
Little shout out. But yeah, definitely. And I hope that with everything that's been going on, us tapping into the podcast space, it continues growing.
Totally.
And at some point, we do go back into actual radio. And yeah, continue growing as a group. And yourself?
Almost feels like a mini, like, goodbye. But we're going to leave it out, like, obviously in a good mood. But I think for me, I've definitely outgrown also in the space. Mm-hmm. But it's brought so many blessings.
Mm-hmm.
It's brought a lot of moments where I've had to challenge myself.
Yes.
I had to see myself I think I've always believed that I'd be in radio, I never thought I'd do podcasting. I'd be in the public speaking space, but to know that I had people to walk with me through that journey. I've met amazing people. So, as my said co-host, as she said, built some long time and long life of friendships. So yeah, I think for me, radio has definitely been a beautiful journey. And it's going to continue to be a beautiful journey.
Will,
so this is how we ended on the podcast show, the extended cut. I know the other girls are still going to be with you in the coming weeks, but yeah.
This is Iman and Ethel.
Signing out. Real talk, now real talk, they wanna know.
Who's that cat?
The best youth station in the Bay. Medivas Radio.
Sleep? What's that? If late night scrolling has you staring at the ceiling, try Really Calm Night, a calming combo that improves sleep quality and helps you sleep for longer to wake up feeling refreshed. No sleepless nights, just good mornings. Really Calm Night. Sleep well. Live well. Sipler, caring for life.